By faith, we understand that the worlds were formed by the Word of God. Victor Oluwadamilari of the Ecclesia Embassy, the Church of the Called Out Ones, brings you the counsel of God in this teaching. Pay attention to these words. Your best days are here.
Invisible God, a miracle worker, you are worthy, oh Lord. Oh, Shubarere, oh. Oh, Shubarere, oh. Oh, Batauri, oh. Tarisha, oh, Shubarere. You are worthy, say. You are worthy, oh Lord. You are worthy.
You are worthy, oh Lord.
Invisible God. Top your voice and your hands, you are worthy.
You are worthy.
You are worthy.
You are worthy.
Oh, my praise.
Oh, my praise.
You are worthy, Lord.
You are worthy.
You are worthy, Lord. You are worthy,
Lord. You are worthy, all my
praise. Faithful God. Oh, faithful God. Faithful God. Oh, faithful God. Only you. Only you deserve the glory, oh, faithful God, faithful God.
Raise your voice. Everybody say,
faithful God, oh, faithful God. Faithful God, oh, faithful God. Only you deserve the glory in my life. Only you deserve the glory.
Go ahead and just express your gratitude to the faithful God. Go ahead and express it to Him. Go ahead and express it to Him. Go ahead and express it to Him. Shall we go on our knees, everyone? Father in heaven, this morning, we choose to return the glory to You. We choose to declare You as Lord. And we choose to honor You as our Father. Thank You so much for all You've done for us. We remain very grateful. We remain very thankful. We celebrate You today. We dedicate today to You alone in celebration and honor of Your name. Thank You, Most High. In Jesus' name. I say in Jesus' name. Thank You, Father. Rest your feet, somebody. Thank You, Jesus. We bless Your name and we adore You in Jesus' name. Lord, we want to hear Your word again this morning. Thank You for always speaking, always instructing, and always teaching us Your ways. This is the last time we'll hear Your word in this place right now. Thank You for the word of strength and wonder of life in Jesus' precious name. Give Jesus your big hand of praise, please. Please, you may be seated. Can we welcome someone by the left, by the right now? Go ahead, welcome that person. Tell that person you're welcome in the name of the Lord. Tell that person I honor you in the name of the Lord. In our teaching series all through this month, where God said, time will reveal us. He had brought us into unusual light and depth of His word, of which we will never take for granted. This morning we shall try to round off teaching series, but before we do that, we'll just check out again the summary of an extract of
the last teaching in the Time Lag series, that is Time and Alignment. All right, Media Hub, thank you. Morning, time and alignment that can never be separated. The alignment of time is so crucial. In fact, that's why it's called time. If time is not aligning, then it's a monumental waste. Let's take note of it as students of the Word of God. Number one, the beauty of time and timing is when it is on time. The beauty of time and timing is when it is on time. Nobody celebrates a clock that is not working well. Number two, going ahead of time, therefore, is tantamount to frustrations and struggles. The danger of going ahead of time is that nothing is prepared. Did you hear what I said, sir? Nothing is what? Nothing is prepared. Because it was not set. Is that okay? Number three, going after your time is sheer waste and irrelevance. Because at that time, everything has expired for you. So you're just going after your time. I mean, there's nothing. There's nothing to matter. It leads to regrets and colorlessness. You see, there are what we call certainties of the accuracies of timings. Write it down, please. I'll show you a few of them from the scriptures. And these are times that every true child of destiny, every true child of God, must without fail go through or experience. Number one is called the time of life. The time of life. Genesis chapter 18, verse 10. Genesis chapter 18, verse 10. The time of life. 2 Kings chapter 4 and verse 16. The time. So there is the time of life for you. For the set time that God said it will happen, it happened to Sarah. Set time. Job 14:14. All the days of my appointed time will I wait until my change comes. There is an appointed time. Number four, due time. Due time. Romans chapter 5 verse 6. Scripture said concerning Jesus, he said that in due time Christ died for the ungodly. In due time. Remember, it was the lamb that was slain where? Before the foundation of the earth. But in due time he died for the ungodly. God emotion. Fullness of time. Galatians 4:4, verse number 6 then, proper time. Leviticus chapter 16 and verse 2, good news. Proper time. Tell your brother Aaron that only at the proper time is to go behind the curtain into the most holy place. Meaning if he goes there when it is not the proper time, scripture said he will be killed. Wait a while. When it is your proper time, sir, let the devil throw his strongest shot. You cannot be tampered with. Understand the mystery behind it. Proper time. Oh, Lord. Let's look at something strong. Alignment demands. That's what I call it. Alignment demands. I mean, number one, preparation. Number two, is alignment with God. Wait on the Lord. I say wait on Him. Wait and don't be discouraged. Since everything is about timing, then wait. Don't engage in silly things. If it is growth you are to experience, there must be changes. True or false? If change is truly change, that means there will be losses. You will lose some things so as to experience the change. Don't forget the first line. Growth changes. Changes losses. Second line. The third line, if there are losses, there will be pains. Some things will be taken from you and it will add pain to you. Therefore, fourth line, growth equals pain.
My prayer will be that in the name of Jesus Christ, you will never miss timing. By the authority of heaven, I stand upon to decree today that in Jesus' name, you will never go ahead of your time. Neither will you go after your time. You will fulfill destiny because time processed you and revealed you according to the counsel of God. If that amen can be yours strong, it is fulfilled now. Now, time and fulfillment is a light that can never be separated. So we are looking at the fulfillment of time in this last teaching, Time Large series. The fulfillment of time. The beauty of the fulfillment of time is written clearly from the pages of the scripture, and it came to pass. That is for me, that's the beauty. And it came to pass. And it was fulfilled according to what was said, and it came to pass. And this was accomplished because it was said, and it came to pass, and it came to pass, and it came to pass, and it happened as the Lord had said. Can I pray for someone today? You see, I didn't come to preach today or teach. I came to speak over your life. That in the name of Jesus, it will be said concerning you that everything came to pass. That it will be said concerning you that all was fulfilled. How many of us had heard God? You have heard God before, and God said, "This will happen to you," and it happened. Let me see your hand. How did you feel? Are you getting what I'm saying? That's the beauty of time. So when God said He would do it, and He would do it this way, and He would do it at a particular time, and it happened, it gives you joy. Because again, encapsulating so many things that have been brought into view, that this destiny you have been brought into is not your arrangement. Every destiny has a time frame, has a time tagged on it. You will need to understand that nothing happens until the time comes. One of the most profound scripture last week was Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 3, and many translations began to show to you and I that, hey, this thing that God said, the vision, the promises, the covenant He made, He said it's for a set time, an appointed time, a proper time, an appropriate time. He said, but you will need to understand that there is a process whereby it must be fulfilled. He said, though it will tarry, though you are expecting it to happen at a particular time, it will not happen at that time. It will happen only at God's own time. Why? Because Ecclesiastes chapter 3 verse 11 said, "And for He hath made," and for me that was the beauty of that two Sundays ago, "He hath made." He hath made, not He's going to make. He had made everything beautiful in His time. And I told you, the Hebrew word for beauty right there is mator. So everything comes out in its time. So there was a time allotted for you to manifest. That is why time will reveal you. Now you see, friends, because we need to praise God strongly today, let me show you some lines of scriptures on how the life of Jesus, of whom God said was the example for your
living was expressed through the fulfillment of time. Jesus came into the scene, and before he came into the scene, prophecies began to spring forth. At least I'm reminded of no less than five of them who prophesied about Jesus. Moses did, David did, Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel did, even Daniel did, Malachi also did. They began to speak in bits and pieces. Interestingly, none of them repeated anything. Some of them talked about how he will be born. Some of them talked about where he will be born. Some of them talked about how he will be hidden for years. Some of them talked about how two-year-old children, boys, will be killed. I mean, how remarkable. How remarkable, brothers and sisters. Between Isaiah and Jesus was over 3,000 years. Who told you that what God said will not come to pass? How many thousand years, sir? What is wrong with you? And this was spoken ahead. Permit me, let's flow through this so that we can just release ourselves to do the needful today. All right? Now, take note of the following scriptures. Matthew chapter 1 and verse 22. So, we look at some prophecies concerning Jesus and we saw the fulfillment. Exactly. He said, now all this was done that it might be fulfilled. The words there continually is that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, a virgin, behold, a virgin shall be with a child. Who prophesied? Isaiah. Matthew chapter 2 verse 15. And was there until the death of Herod, that it might be fulfilled again, which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, out of Egypt shall I call my son. Now, let me help you with that story. Just permit me, because we just need to praise God. Let me help you with that story. Suddenly, Herod came. And then said, he got to know that a king will be born. And they told the wise men, partner with them. When you see him, I want to come and worship him. But that's not true. That's chapter 2 of Matthew. How many of us have read that instruction? Beautiful. God bless you people. Now, and then suddenly Joseph came up, and then the angel appeared to him, say, this will all happen. And then even the wise men, sir, understand, sir, that it might be what, sir? Fulfilled what Isaiah had said. What is wrong with you? Nothing just happens. Suddenly, there was nowhere to give birth to him. What happened? Bible commentary said it was not that they didn't have money. Joseph was a blessed man. The problem was that all the hospitals that they could deliver was filled up with other cases. So they got to anywhere in the manger. And why? Because it was prophesied that this guy must be born in a manger. So money is not the issue. Sir, do you understand the beauty of this? So this thing is an arrangement. It's a setup. That is the beauty of destiny in the time for fulfillment. And then suddenly, sir, no counsel, nothing. Joseph carried Mary with baby Jesus to Egypt. Sir, how can you explain that it might be fulfilled what was said? That this is what will happen. Are you aware that 22nd of December 2019 was already prophesied in the times of ancient that you'll be seated to hear my voice today? So what is wrong with you trying to manipulate time and manipulate destiny? I showed Brother Ayo some things. Things he said 2012, that this will happen to me. Now it happened 1999. Everybody around me cried. Everybody around me felt it was wrong. But God said it will happen 2012. Stop it! Who told you? Now, we just read 2-3. I'm going to read more now. In fact, who told you that the terrible things is of the devil? Why do you get
get the point that everything that is terrible is of the devil. This was Jesus. Prophesied that he will be a fugitive. How can you be born and you're already banished as a bastard? That it might be fulfilled, my friend. Every small thing will be being to bind and counsel. And this, sir, I was walking that day and he said, this will happen to you. I said, it's not possible. He said, write it down. 2012 landmark. I can't forget. I was walking, just enjoying the walk. Midnight. 3 a.m. or thereof. It will happen to you. 2019, it happened. Not good to hear. Use your head. So says Message Translation. It is written. It is written. Because the fulfillment of time is strong and real. Let me continue, friends. Now, Matthew chapter 2, verse 17. Hear this one. This one is very interesting. Then was fulfilled that which was spoken by Jeremiah the prophet. Isaiah told his own that this guy will be in Egypt. Jeremiah suddenly, God just gave him food. Let me tell you something. Saying in Ramah, was there a voice heard? Lamentation and weeping and great mourning. What was the story? You know the story. We know the story. Herod said, every 2-year-old all over the land, and as at then, Israel was occupying 2/3 of the whole territory, the whole earth. Kill every 2-year-old child below. Kill them. Jeremiah said, it has been written that they will die. Yeah. Baby Christians, I don't know. Lord, I force it out. You are wasting your time. You are canceling destiny. That's why you have scattered everything. God said, I've set it well. You scattered it with your hand, with your carelessness. Why? Because, sir, I understand again the mystery of destiny. God will never impose anything on you. And that's why I've told you several times. It will be wise for you, Maggie, to choose your chosen destiny. Have I confused you? To do what? Choose your chosen destiny. Because there's a chosen destiny for you. You choose it. Then you begin to pray nonsense prayers. Lord, why? Why will it be said that this happened to me? What will people... People? Are you normal? What does people got to do with your fulfillment? People. Who cares? Sir, do you understand? It was Jeremiah that was... It was in the book of Lamentation. I will see. I have so many things to tell you. And I've told you the detail and go back to 18 AD before Christ. Do you understand? That BC before Christ. And begin to tell you, no. There's no time for that. You can imagine Jeremiah on his own. And God now said, shh. 3,000 years from now, you'll kill children. Sir, do you understand? Please never forget to every Christian. Jesus, see, I've shown you several scriptures. The scripture said, Jesus is your private example. The reason why Jesus came is not to prove anything. He died for your salvation, that's junior church. He left you with an example. It's to show you how things happen. Hebrews chapter 12 verse 2. First Peter chapter 2 verse 21. He left you with an example to lead, to walk in his stead. This is the life. It is real. It will come to pass. It will happen. Now, let me read on. Matthew chapter 2 verse 23. And it came to pass, and it came and dwelt in a city called Nazareth, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophets. Now, it was not one prophet that got it now, that this guy would live in Nazareth. He was called a what? A Nazarene. I don't know. God knows. See you. Let me tell you what to say. God knows me staying apple. God knows my plan was to stay in my tama. Even though for that money that didn't come, I couldn't pay the house rent. So I had to look for one small place in Mekani village, stay in apple. It was written, use your head. It's because, see, you've lost priority. You, sir, I ask you a question. Who produced this mic? The producer of the mic. The producer of the mic thought of the mic so well that it should do well in the market. Who produced you? God. God is thinking so much about you that you do so well in the market.
Why should you think? Why should the mic try to help him? And then begin to tell Brother Victor on the board, on the mixer board. See, the mic is talking to Brother Victor. This is how you press it. It's not true. What does it do? It goes to the producer's mind. That's why it's called manual. And check from the producer's mind what has been written concerning this mic to perform. The mic will never speak. You are that mic. Use your head. You see, nothing will happen. God is written. That it might be fulfilled. It is declared that it might be fulfilled. It was shown that it might be fulfilled. That this thing, that thing, that thing, that thing must come to pass in your life. Therefore, I decree that whatever I be prophesied ahead of you, it shall come to pass now. Matthew chapter 4, verse 14, I read. And that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, the land of Zebulun, the land of Naphtali, the way of the city. Matthew chapter 8, verse 17, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, himself took our infirmity and bore our sicknesses. Sir, you know that scripture? You know it? Isaiah what? 53. Do you understand? 3,000 years before, that this guy will be killed for fun to take your sickness and your disease. He said, this now happened that it might be fulfilled. Himself took. This now happened that it might be fulfilled. That noble himself, this happened so that it can be according to what was said, so as to be fulfilled. Matthew chapter 12, verse 17. That it might be fulfilled, which was spoken of Isaiah the prophet, saying, behold my servant, whom I have chosen, my beloved, in whom my soul is well pleased. Matthew chapter 13, verse 14. And in them is fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah, which saith, by hearing ye shall hear, and shall not understand, and seeing ye shall see, and shall not perceive. Matthew chapter 13, verse 35. Matthew 13, 35. That it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the prophet, saying, I will open my mouth in parables. I will utter things which have been kept secret from the foundation of the earth. Do you understand, sir? You know what that means? Do you understand that? Did you get that, sir? So, Jesus speaking in parables had been what? Prophesied that this was how we must speak. Then look at our generation. A man of God starts ministry now, begin to copy another man of God. Meanwhile, what had been written was that this is the message he must preach. It doesn't matter who didn't come, who came. This is what he must stand for. But no, copy and paste. So, destiny aborted. Time destroyed. Wake up, my friend. All things work together for good. All things work together to them that love God, to them that are called according to purpose. Purpose is the reason why everything works together for you. If you allow God, to them that love God, if you love God, then you allow God. It's a nonsense struggle, nonsense prayer, nonsense troubling, nonsense manipulation, nonsense, nonsense. Jagbajantis of the highest order. Matthew chapter 21 and verse 14. All these, how many? Someone shout it. How many these? All these, Matthew 21 and verse 4. All this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the prophet, saying, tell ye the daughter of Zion, behold, thy king cometh unto thee, meek and sitting on an ass. Meaning, when he rode into the Jerusalem, triumphant entry, it was written. Oh my God, everything was already programmed. This thing was programmed. Matthew 26, 56. Matthew 26, 56. But all this was done, that the scriptures of the prophets, it was not one. Oh God, I wish we would have gone through this so much. That the scriptures of the prophets might be fulfilled. Then all the disciples forsook him and fled. Sir, do you understand? Because it was prophesied by many of them that, hey, they will leave him. It was prophesied by many of them that they will take him. If they didn't run away, sir, they wouldn't have taken him. You won't have been free from sin. I don't know why this person left. That's why I've warned you. Don't beg anybody. I warned you. If you try it, I'll catch you. I don't know. It's written. They are staying around is to cause commotion for your own destiny. That it might be fulfilled. Matthew 27 verse 9. Then was fulfilled that which was spoken by Jeremiah the prophet, saying, and they took the 30 pieces of silver, the price of him that was valued, whom they of the children of Israel did value. What was that story, sir? Judas Iscariot sold Jesus and got the money. Scripture said it was written that someone will sell him. That's what I told you, sir. Scripture never said Judas will sell him. It was written that someone will sell him, and the person was selling him. At the end of the day, he has put himself to trouble. That's why, see, don't parley against the man of God. It's to your own detriment. Devastation. Sir, do you understand, sir? At the end of the day, his belly will be busted, and they will use that money to buy a field called the field of blood. It was written that this was how it will be. So in that your shame, there's a glory. Matthew 27 and verse 35. Matthew 27, 35. And they crucified him.
Hey.
And parted his garment, casting lots, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the prophet. They parted my garment among them, and upon my vesture did they cast lots. Sir, do you understand? John 19. What did Jesus say on the cross? It is what? It is water. It is water. John 19. Now, look up. Look up, everybody. Look up, everybody. That's the beautiful scripture that everybody loves to hear. It is finished. So, and everybody say, it is finished. Ephrata. It is finished. And then they say, amen. But hold on, sir. Two verses before. Let's go. After this, Jesus, knowing that all things were now accomplished. Why? What was written and prophesied had now been fulfilled. So, he would have actually died on the road to the cross, died by the weight of the cross, died when they were lifting him up, died immediately he got there, but he needed things to finally find his place. And what was it? The last statement was that young man saying, "Ah, sir, if you get to there, remember me." Because it was written that someone was saying, "Shh." So he said, I don't know why they caught me. They caught you because if you are in line with God, everything will work for your good. Sir, understand that the scripture might be fulfilled. After that thing that I thirst. That is, he must say I thirst. Go on, sir. Verse 29. Now, and then that was it. Because Isaiah had prophesied that they would give him vinegar, not cold water. It was written, if they gave him cold water, or more, plan of the cross, crucifixion, aborted. Be careful what you are begging people for. Use your head. And then verse 30 that you like. Go on. So when they gave him, when Jesus therefore had received it, because it was written, beloved, he said, it is finished. Meaning, every prophecy and everything that was said concerning me, now it is completely fulfilled. Now I can say it is finished. You see now, well, how men of God has confused you, bringing it out of context. Because for the first time now, you are not getting it. Now, the reason he said it was finished was because everything that was prophesied ahead had been fulfilled. Now it is finished. And he bowed down his head and gave up the ghost. Lift up your right hand. Father, I won't miss it. I will finish. Declare loud. I will finish from the strength of your being. I will finish everything that has been ordained of me to fulfill on this earth according to time. Speaking tongues about that right now. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name. I show you two scriptures and I'll prophesy over your life. Jeremiah 33, sir, verse 14. Jeremiah 33, verse 14. Mark these scriptures. Jeremiah 33, verse 14. To let you know that everything that God said over you and God had programmed for your destiny will come to pass. See what the Bible said. I, the Lord, affirm. The time will certainly come. Someone shouted, let it come now. When I will fulfill my... It is not your own. It is his own that he spoke to you. My gracious promise concerning you. Concerning you. Ezekiel chapter 12 verse 23. NLT, sir. Ezekiel chapter 12 and verse 23. Look up, everybody. Look up. Tell the people, this is what the sovereign Lord says. I will put an end to this proverb. What was the proverb, ladies and gentlemen? What was the proverb? They began to say in the land of Israel, the things that God said will come to pass. The things that God said, God has forgotten. The things that God promised has failed. We cannot see it fulfilled. Moses said it, Jacob said it, Abraham said it, and then Isaiah said it, Jeremiah said it. Now in Ezekiel's time, all of them began to complain. And then God said, it told Ezekiel, tell these people, rebellious people. He said, tell them. He said, I will put an end of this proverb and you will soon stop quoting it. Now, give them this new proverb, these new words of wisdom. To replace the old one, shout it loud. Read, want to go. The time has come for every prophecy to be fulfilled. Declare it three times. Go. Lift up your right hand, declare it. Place that right hand on your head and declare it. Rise to your feet, everybody. Kaya Masha. When is prophecy to be fulfilled? You are just wasting your time. When is prophecy to be fulfilled? When will that prophecy come to pass? The time has come. For time must reveal you. For the things that God has said before you were born to be accomplished. Now go ahead, lift up your two hands and thank God for his word today. Thank him. Just thank him. Just thank him for his word. Thank you for his word. Thank you for his word. Thank you for his word. Give him praise for his word. Give him praise. Give him praise. Give him praise because your fulfillment is now. Everything God said, God had promised, God has spoken is now. Everything God said, God had promised is about to be accomplished in your life. Give him thanks for his word. Give him thanks for his word. Give him thanks for his word. Thank you, Most High. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name. Now listen to me. I do as God had instructed me. What God does is to pick a man and send a man. What God does is to pick a woman also and send a woman. What God does is to pick a people and send a people. Not for themselves or for their family, but for all people, for a generation. Did you hear what I said, sir? The Bible said in Hebrews, let me do NLT with this thought. Let me communicate something to God's people. Then I do as he instruct me. The Bible said in Hebrews chapter 5 verse 1 that every high priest, and understand, sir, you are a high priest. is actually ordained by God, taken from among people to do the will of God on behalf of people. Now, see that scripture. Every high priest is a man chosen to represent other people. To represent who? Not family. To represent other people. That is why, ladies and gentlemen, look at me. Let me trouble your spirit again. That is why, check all through the scripture. There was no one man of God or woman of God that God used in the scripture that the family partnered with them. In fact, Jesus got to a stage, he had to make, not a stage, from the beginning, in Luke chapter 4, Jesus said, no prophet is honored in his house. Someone is thinking it's true. Nehemiah, pum, abandon. Ezra, pam. Esther, pa. Ruth, pa. Jesus, pa. Joseph, pa. David, they hated him. His father rejected him. Never saw that there was anything called child. How much more destiny in him? Moses. Call them! Call them! Which one? Was the family? It's our son. Hey, it's my husband. Hello. Yeah. No answer. It's a pattern of the scripture. Sir, study it and come back and meet me. Not one. Return that scripture, sir. Why? Because every high priest is a man chosen to represent other people in their dealings with God. Verse 4 now. Now, the Bible now said that, and no man become a high priest simply because he wants such a honor. Meaning, when it's got to do with an assignment over your life, it's not because you want to do it. King James said, don't go there. He said, King James said, no man take this honor upon himself except to him that is called. Understand? He must be called by God for this work. God has sent me to you before you came into existence. God had arranged our destiny to be mingled together. It was ordered in the sand of times that for such a time as this, you will be under my teaching. It was programmed by God that he will pull you out of where you actually had settled and make you a called out one. And he prepared me and separated me from my mother's womb and began to take me through dealings because of you, to represent you on behalf of God, so that when I stand in my office as a high priest over your life, I can be able to speak words and they come to pass. Therefore, I stand in my office. Lift up your two hands today as I prophesy over your life, and I prophesy over your time, and I prophesy over your destiny, that according to Joel chapter 2 verse 25, your wasted years is restored. Solomon said, after experiencing God, in Ecclesiastes chapter 9 verse 11, time and chance happens to every destiny. I decree your time will come and your opportunity will happen. Jesus said, John chapter 2 verse 4, my time has not come. Meaning there's a time that time will come. I command heaven, and I marshal angel called time, and I marshal angel called ecclesia, and I marshal the angel over your destiny. That threefold cord of angelic intervention, they will begin to brew things around, bring things in your favor, for your time is now. In Psalm 102 verse 13, he said, thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Zion, for the time to favor her. Yet that said time has come. I therefore decree, God is arising in your favor. Your said time is now. Verse 16 of that scripture said, when the Lord shall build Zion, shall build every you, every ecclesia, online, on ground, everywhere, diasporas. When the Lord shall build Zion, he shall appear in his glory. I decree your emergence into glory. Because he sent me to you, he confirmed the word of his servant, and he bringeth to pass the counsel of his messenger.
He said concerning Jerusalem and Judah, Isaiah 44 verse 26 and 27, he said, you shall be built, you shall be restored. This is what will happen. He confirmed the word of his servant and performed the counsel of his messenger, because that messenger, he didn't send himself, he was sent by God. He represents God. So anything he says must come to pass. That scripture said that when he says it, God confirms it. I decree today that everything I've said over your life concerning your destiny, they will come to pass. Is the English of that Isaiah 44? Is it to read Isaiah 44 verse 26? He said, the Lord sends his servant to tell his message to the people, and he makes those message come true. Hey, shut up. He sends messengers to tell the people what they should do, and he proves it that it is true. It is correct. I therefore decree, if God is the God of heaven who sent me, who had never cursed, who had never spoken against, who had never told people lie about, who had never compromised, if this God sent me, and if I be a messenger of the gospel of the kingdom, I put this assignment online on your behalf, because I represent you. He said, when the prophets speak, the Lord will put his hand upon their life. I decree today, God's hand is reaching out to you. God's hand is stretched forth towards you. God's hand is strong over your life. Nothing fails around you again. Nothing is hindered around you again. Nothing is corrupted over your life again. God is setting you up for destiny fulfillment. God is setting you up for supernatural accomplishment. God is setting you up and placing you in that kingdom that he has ordained you for. God is setting you up and separating you to be lifted above men, because he sent me. He told me and I remembered. He said, I came out of my office. That was the most beautiful church office building in the whole of Port Harcourt, because Dr. Paul came and said, this is strange. How did you do it? I said, it is God, sir. He said, come out of the building. I came out of the building. He said, look around. Do you like it? I said, yes, sir. He said, can you remember Canaan land and Goshen? He said, yes. He said, everything put together cannot be compared to what I'm sending you for. He said, you must do it not because of your family, but even your family will not know you and they will reject you, but you will do it because of these people. I have sent them. I begin to steer them. They will not be happy where they are. They won't like their church again. They'll be tired of religion. They'll just be coming because they are called out. Don't bother looking for them. I will call them out. And he said, suddenly, if you obey the gospel of the kingdom and you preach it the way I ask you, not favoring them, not enticing them, I will turn them from destitute to dignitaries. I therefore decree today that in the name of Jesus, in this last day, in Apo, in this facility, marking the end of the foundation in full, the word of God is coming to pass in your life. The reason God brought you to this fold, the reason God brought you to Ecclesia, is about to find fulfillment now. Who is he that saith, and it cometh to pass, when the Lord had not commanded? I command, because I speak as I've been sent, and I prophesy as I've been instructed, that in the name of Jesus, as I speak in tongues, in the things of the Spirit, things that words cannot express, things that devil cannot stop, begin to find their ways, begin to find expression over your life. In the name of Jesus, he said to me,
No man of God told me already in the book. He said, don't emphasize the devil in this assignment. Because I, Jesus, when I came to preach the gospel of the kingdom, which I sent you to preach the same gospel of the kingdom, said I never began to preach about the devil. He was around, but he was not in charge. So make him a non-factor over every subject matter. Therefore, I decree in the name of Jesus. Concerning your life, the devil is not a factor. I round up this way. We go back to the scripture of the beginning of the month that gave back time will reveal you. Romans chapter 8 and verse 19, translation for translators. Koko paratabia. Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Koko sokatayata. Ekorebi asatata. Stretch forth your hands towards this, because it must be fulfilled. What was written and spoken by the word of God all through the December 2019. This is the time that this scripture must begin to find fulfillment, must begin to find programming, must begin to find alignment and accomplishment over the life of these people, this beloved, this called at once. The things that God has created are very eagerly waiting for the time when God will reveal who his true children are. I therefore decree right now that in the name of Jesus, time will reveal you. Now lift up your two hands and thank him. Thank the God of times and seasons. 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 In Jesus' precious name. Now listen to me, friends. Listen, please listen and look at me. Those online, please also, please listen and look at me. And listen to these words I'm about to say. And someone must make a strong decision right now. Every child of God that is programmed to make destiny and make heaven ultimately must be born twice so as to die once. Can I repeat what I said just now? Must be born how many times? Twice so as to die once. Must be born physically, the same way you're born physically. Must be born spiritually, that is to be born again, so as to die once. When a child of God leaves the earth, the breath ceases, it's not death, it's transition. He just moved to glory. He's gone, that is the end. But he's alive in Christ. Now, listen to this. But when you are born once, you die twice. Have I confused someone now? When you are born once, you die twice. Meaning, if you are just born biologically, they get back to you, how old are you? Are calling Ancient of Days your age? And you are not born again, means you were only born once, you were not born twice, you would die twice. The death of your body, your spirit will leave you, and then the second death is that the Lord would detach from you, which is eternal damnation, not hell, lake of fire. So the escape route is to be born twice so as to die once. If you're here under the sound of my voice and you're not born again, now is the time. Don't tell me you'll be coming to church. If you're not born again, you're not born again. The question is, hey, are you born again? If you're not, get ready to die twice. Someone is saying, Jesus, save me now. Lift up your right hand and I'll pray for you. Everyone that is making that decision this morning, lift up your right hand and I'll pray for you. God bless you. God bless those hands. Lift it up boldly. Lift it boldly. If you're online doing it, God bless those hands. God bless those hands. God bless those hands. God bless those hands. The hand up, the other hand on your chest. That hand you put up, place the other hand on your chest. God bless you. No, just keep that hand up, sir. The other hand on your chest. Beautiful. Beautiful. And pray this prayer after me. Close your eyes and pray this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, this morning, I surrender all to you. Son of God, save me. Today, I declare you as my Lord and my Savior. From today, you are my all in all.
Thank you, Jesus, for saving me. Now I know I'm born again. In Jesus' name, amen. And I pray for you that in the name of Jesus Christ, the hand of God stretch forth towards you, keeps you under the shadow of his wings, eternally prepare you to fulfill destiny on earth and settlement in heaven. Thank you, Father. We give you praise and we give you glory in Jesus' name. Lift up your two hands and thank God, everybody. One more time. In Jesus' name. Father, we thank you. We give you praise. We give you glory in Jesus' name. Let's give Jesus a big hand of praise. Please, you may be seated, everyone, right now. We're going to engage times of praises this morning as God had demanded of us. It's a celebration service. And they will be segmentized, that is, into various segments to honor God and to declare his righteousness among us. Has God been good to any one of us? Are you sure he has been good to you? Tell your neighbor and say, God has been good to me. Tell the other neighbor, God has been good to me. Tell yourself, God has been good to me. Declare it, Levites, wake up and say, God has been good to me. Look at that neighbor, eyeball to eyeball, and say, hey, God. I say, hey, God. This God. Indeed, for real, I have seen him, I've experienced him, and he has been so good, very good, exceptionally good, superfluously good, 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 all kind of sweet, sweet things and nice, nice things, goodly things to me alone. Can't you see? From the crown of my head to the sole of my feet, I'm an expression, an epitome of God's goodness. Nothing to complain, nothing to argue about. I'm just filled with joy and excited because I have been the one that God has loved. If you're that person, jump on your feet and shout.
Thank you for listening. You can get more of our materials on our website www.ecclesiachristianembassy.org. Be part of the worship experience at the Ecclesia Embassy, Abu Resettlement, Abuja. Be part of our growing online community with the handle at Ecclesia Embassy. For further inquiries, please call 0803-400-7767 or 0708-671-2410. You are free to pick the audio teachings free of charge and share with your friends. You're blessed.